Okay, let's start with Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, and we are on Kuf Lamed Beis Mabez. We'll start with the second to last line. We're in the sugyas of Kivan Sha'asa Nasa Shutaf Ivdek Subasa. So we had the discussion yesterday, are there actions that the husband takes giving his wife a portion of the ksuba amongst the children, where we say that the wife was mocheles the ksuba. That's what we had yesterday from Shmuel, and that's what we had right in the middle from Rav Nachman, in the middle of Kuf Lama Beis Mabez, where the Gemara says, Kivan Sha'asa Shuta Bein Abanim of the ksubasa. If there is a designation, and the woman does not complain about the designation at the time, and she gets a portion of the property, so we could assume that possibly that is a acceptance that the woman have of her ksuba, and she's not entitled to anything more. So we had one case, the first out of three. We're going to have three cases related to this, and then we will sum them up, as we'll see in the Rashbam. So we're up to case number two. We just spoke about how the fact that metaltalin is not included in this, if there is designation of that. But says the Gemara, second line, Hahu da amar lahu tlasa Lebras vitlasa, lebras vitlasa leitas. Says the Gemara, a person says to giving out his property, and he says a third will be lebras to my daughter, uslasa lebras, and another third uslasa leitas, and then a third will be to the wife. So what's the halacha here? So we would say, this is a designation that anything that is given away and she has a complaint about it, so the only portion that's left for her to accept her ksuba from is from the third that was designated for her. But, as the Rashbam points out here, she was not mochelas anything that will come to her husband's rishus in the future. Right, any hakanah in the future would be also just what it was given away now of his property. But anything that comes in the future would be subject to the ksuba. So what about this case, asked the Gemara. Shchiv chadmi bante. One of his daughters dies before he does. So he yarshins the daughter. A father yarshins his daughter. And then he dies. So the question is this considered property that came from the outside? And now this property, even though originally she was mochelas this property because it went to one of the daughters, but now it went back to the father. And we know any property that would have come from the father would be subject to the ksuba. She wasn't mochelas that, so here too. So Savra Papa Lamemar, Lo Shakla El Tilta. For Papa thought that in this case, that she would not be able to collect from the wife would not be able to collect from this property. Why? Because she was mochelesed. Once she was mochelesed, you don't treat this like it came from somewhere outside. No, she was mochelesed this property. See the last line of the Rashbam. Shekfar machla ha'isha shibud aleihem. The woman was already mochelesed the shibud that she had on them. The Ritva's lashon is she didn't think. She didn't have this in her mind. She was Mesiach Das from this property. And therefore, Rav Papi thought that this was not included still in the Ksuba. So says the Gemara, Amali, Rav Kahana says no. Ilu Hadar Kani, Milo Shakla. Right? If he would be Kona anything new, wouldn't she be able to be Shokelas and take from that property? So therefore, here too, Vakimant Ilu Hadar Kani Shakla, Ashtanami Shakla. Since new property she would be able to take from, so too here. Interesting. What's the Nekudas of Machlokas here? Between if it was new, is it just about umdana? Is it just about like the Ritva sounded? That the question is, what's out of her mind? This is already out of her mind because it was given to one of the other daughters. One of the daughters was out of her mind. What do you say? No, wasn't out of her mind totally. Or is it something more fundamental that do we say that when he yarshins the property, do we say it's as if it never left this property? Do we say it's a new form of kinyan and it's looked at as the acher? It might be something more fundamental, not just in terms of the umdana. Okay, that is all case number two. Now we have case number three. Hahuda pal ginhu lenichse leitse ulubene. What did he do? He splits up the properties to the wife and to the kids, but shir chadikla. He does not give everything away. The cases up till now was that he was splitting everything up. There's one portion, there's one dekel tree that he keeps for himself. So what does that mean? So sabar avina lemeimar. So Ravina thought to say that the woman, just the same rules apply, that she was mocheles everything that was given away. The only thing that's left that she wasn't mocheles was the tree that the husband kept in his property. And therefore, she loses. Amar le Ravyema le Ravina? No. E lesla, chadikla nami lesla. If she was content and she did not protest, and therefore she would lose the other properties, she should lose this tree. Because right when she gets whatever she was designated by the husband in giving away these properties, that's it. She was, that's what she gets. We don't say that though. We say for some reason, this dekel is still subject to the ksuba. For whatever reason that is, we say that already opens up everything. Ela migu de nachta la dikla nachta nami lakulhu nirse. If for whatever reason, right, she, the fact that he still has property means that she wasn't, she didn't dismiss everything. She wasn't automatically mocheles everything because she knew that her husband would still has property to pay her. That tells us that she wasn't mocheles anything. And therefore, none of the property that was earmarked for the children would get off the ground. See the Rashbam about the 10th medium line, unusual looking page here in the Rashbam. Alamayiz lalamemar, me'ez atam nachta adekel, litrof bimenu, hayinam bishub de lomach lo ksubasa. For whatever reason, the dekel is still subject to the ksuba. Shari niyach lomachom ksas ligvos yemenu, because he left her some property to collect from. So says the Rashbam, migu de nachta adekel, nachta nami achila kabanim. Right, so that once she's subject to something that was left, because we say, oh, this is not called a mechila, so too she's subject to everything. Skip two lines to lo avishtika dida mechila elahecha de machalek kala nachasim veloshavik lamidi. The only time that she is mochelas is because is when all the properties are given away and there's nothing left. Therefore, she doesn't say a word. Okay, it must be that she's mochelas. But if there's anything left, then these rules don't apply. So the Rashbam has a beautiful sikum here of the past 10 lines of the Gemara. L'halacha l'maisa, says the Rashbam, about the 10th to last medium line. V'hashta shamina and mehacha, says the Rashbam, a sum up. The shchiv mira koziv ganachasav, a shchiv mira, which is the cases that we've been talking about in all these cases. A shchiv mira that's giving away his possessions. O machalik labana bifnei ishto, and the wife is standing there. V'gam la nasan karka kol shehu, and he also gave her a portion of land. V'shazka v'lo irara, and she was quiet and did not complain. Or not only for children, he gave her property to others. In all these cases, whether it's to children, whether it's to acher, she is kone and she loses everything else. And she is not terefes. Number, that's the rule. And now he has all the limitations that we have learned. Vahani mili kishachile kol nechaz of leishol yarshav. Condition number one, only if he gave away all of the property. That was learned out from case number three. If he gives away everything. Aval shir afilu dekel echad. If he left even one dekel, dahainu karka kolshu shalo pirish lemi. Migud hadra dikla hadra venachta lemigve mikulu nichsei. So if he left anything that was still his, so therefore nothing is nimchal. Number two condition, second to last skinny line. Vidavka b'shekasav la karka kol shehu. Avalam nasan la mitaltalin v'lo karka lo mikrishuta ben abanim v'lo mechla lemidi. If he only left her mitaltalin and not karka, also doesn't work. That was number one. That was what we ended off yesterday's daf with. V'nachta kulu nichsi. Number three, but if he acquired new property afterwards, nothing that was left at the time, even from the properties that he himself gave to the children, right? That was what we just said in the case number two. He could then collect the extra ksuba, because that is what he writes. And finally, number four, this one was from earlier, Vidavka Shchiv Meira, Kidamran La'el, Aval Bari, Shechilek Lechaz Labanev. If Bari did this, we're not sure. There was a teiku before, and therefore, since it's a teiku, we say, Amosim Echaber Lav Araya, and the Isha has to bring a raya. The Hainu Isha, Olela Viraya, the Bechoteku, Man the toughest, the husband has it, etc. So that is the Rashbam sum up of these three cases in terms of Kivan Shasa Shutaf, Ivda Ksubasa, what are the rules and what are the limitations. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, Shchiv Meira, Shekol Nechasav La'acher. If a Shchiv Meira wrote all of his property to others. Now we're getting back to the general, what these couple of dafim are about, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, right, who said in the Mishnah, if somebody chooses a Yoresh, somebody is gives his Nechasim to Yoresh ben Hayarshim, ben Abanim, bas ben Abanim, so it works. That's what we said, and we paskin that way, and we discussed a couple of days ago, what's the lumdus of that? Is it that he's being makna the chasim versus giving him a label of a yoresh? That was what we saw from the Minchas Asher. Is it focus on the chefs? Is it focus on the gavra? Different formulations we saw. So Rav Huna says, what happens if a shchimira gives away property, but he does not specify a lashon of Yerusha or a lashon of Matana? It's unclear. Shashriv meira shakatav kol nechasav la'acher. So says Rav Huna, Rowan, im roi liyarsho not l'misham Yerusha, v'imlam not l'misham Matana. Well, you see, if the recipient is roi liyarsho, is one of the relatives, so then you assume Yerusha. Why? Because we don't assume somebody, you know, is okay what the Torah wants it to be. The Torah wants it to be Yerusha, so it's Yerusha if it's within the family members. V'imlam, but if it's not a Yoresh, it's someone else, so then not l'misham Matana. That he takes it as a gift. That is the statement of Rav Huna. Amar le Rav Nachman, gan v'ginu b'lam alecha. What are you stealing for? He's stealing for. Meaning this isn't you. This isn't your chiddush. Im svir alecha Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Im alecha Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Right. Well, what you're saying, we're getting into the royal yarsho. So you're really based on Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Why do you have to say, oh, if it's royal yarsho or not? Just say, Talacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Tahashmaiticha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka hu da'azla. Because what you're saying is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Right? And he's not finished his statement yet. He's about to make a suggestion for maybe this is what you meant to say. But even before we get there, what is he getting so upset about? Gnuve gan v'lamalacha. What are you stealing for? So if you look in the Rashbam says, because it's confusing to the listener. The Rashbam says, on Israel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, he says, "V'lo tastir dvarecha lomar Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka be'inyin shelo yavinu bnei adam." People aren't going to get it. People are going to know about Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. They're going to know what you said. They're not going to put two and two together, right? It's the job of a rebbe to be clear. The job of a rebbe to make sure that talmidim don't get misunderstand the exact lashon that the Rebbe said, right? This was made famous in the first parak of Pirkei Avos. The Rambam emphasizes this in his Pirush Mishnayos on Pirkei Avos on the first Mishnah by Tzadok and Baitos, right? We know about Antigonus and Socho, right? What was his lashon in the Mishnah there? He says, again, can we read through the Rambam and Ilchas Talmud Torah also? But the Rambam emphasizes and expands on the Mishnah in the first paragraph of Pirkei Avos, Antichonish Isocho, Alti Kavadven Hamshav Shezarav Amanas Lekabal Pras, Ella Shezarav Shalom Amanas Lekabal Pras. Right? That was the what the Mishnah says, the third Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So the Mefarshim point out that this is partially what misled some of the Talmidim. Right, that's what the Rambam emphasizes here towards the V'hoylecha chacham hazeh shnei talmidim shemo echad tzadok v'shemo sheni baitus. Right, Antigonus and Socho atut suited v'kasher shamu sha'amar davar zeh yatzu milafanav v'yamar echad. When they heard, don't serve Hashem to get reward, so they kind of misunderstood that, and oh, no reward, no schar v'onesh. And they ran with that. V'yamar echal l'sheni ki harav kfar beira beferish shein sham lo gemov l'onesh vein sham tikva klal. Okay, let's throw it all away. There's no schar v'onesh l'fi shalom hevinu mataraso alav hashalom. They didn't understand what he said. V'nidru ze'im ze'a v'kafru batora v'nizkabsu l'zeh katman. And the Rama continues how they got groups together. We mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. And they didn't want to reject everything because then nobody would have believed them. So they had to keep something that they kept as MS. V'kivan she'yefshal lahem l'rakezes ha'hamonim saviv ha'emuna shehuska lahem l'fisha ha'emuna hara azu mafrida bein ha'me'uchadim v'heich ta'achedes ha'mefuradim. So therefore they admitted to something. He'ilu he'izu al-kach ha'yu neheragin klomar Torah she'bechzav v'domek alechan mehem be'nes yatoshu ma'amid v'Torah she'bechzav v'cholik al-kabbalah. They made it as if they only rejected Torah Shmuel Peh, not Torah Shabbat Saf. Really, they rejected everything. But this is how they made it, and this is Kol Zeh Kedei Lifrok Me'aleim Kol HaChiyuvim HaMekubalim V'HaGezeros V'HaTakanos. And he continues, terrible. And he says, U'me'al Shekamu Elo Akitos HaAruros Kfutos HaMinim HaNegraim Ba'eret HaZu Klomar Mitzrayim Karaim V'Shma Me'etzal Chachamim Stukim U'Baitusim. They were the ones that started questioning the Mesorah. Torah, to explain psukim based on what, however, they interpreted. The opposite of los aser. But what is that about? That's about a misunderstanding of the Rav. And that's what the Rashbam says. Here was the issue. Rav Nachman got so upset. Right, it's a misunderstanding. Again, that case was even more extreme. You're talking about Schar Va'onesh. The stakes are higher in that type of discussion. But it's the same idea that a Rebbe always has to make sure that what he's saying is not misunderstood. Again, it's the balance of the challenge of the Rav making it challenging for the student. He doesn't want to give everyone, he wants the student to work. He wants the student to push himself. But that is number one. He also, the Rashbam doesn't go in this direction. He also just might be upset of, if it's really Rebbe and Broka, maybe it's a violation of Homer Davar B'Shem Amro. Maybe Geula La'olam, as the Mishnah says, also at the end of Perkei Avos. Meaning, if you're saying something that's based on someone else, so just say it from someone else. Homer Davar B'Shem Amro. That's the second idea. We mentioned in the past there's a Maimar that Matisio Solomon has in one of his Sfarim in the depths of that statement. Mevi Geula La'olam. Doesn't just mean, it's a nice thing, so we're going to give you Schar. But it means if you are a person who does not take the credit, you ascribe it to others, then Hashem is going to use you to bring Geula La'olam. And he bases that on the Midrashim. That is like Esther Amalka, right? That's the source for Homer Davar B'Shem Amro, right? She told Achashverosh B'Shem Mordechai about what he said about Bixan V'Seresh. Because she did that, because she was the type of person to always ascribe the greatness and the credit to others, Hashem used her to bring Geula. Because Hashem brings Geula with those who would give, so to speak, him, capital H, him the credit. Right? He wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants people to recognize that it is him, that is he, redeeming us. So Esther Amalka did that. And that's why she was Zoche and Moshe Rabbeinu. Where do we see Moshe Rabbeinu? There's a fascinating Medrash, the Medrash Tanchuma, against how we usually assume. Where the Medrash Tanchuma says that when Yisro confronted his daughters and said, what, how did you come back so quickly today? So what did they say? Ish Mitzri, Hitzilonu Miyad Aroim. Right, and Ish Mitzri saved us from the shepherds. So Pashas, what does that mean? There's one Medrash that says Moshe Rabbeinu was taken to task. Because he didn't say anything, he was called an Ish Mitzri, and he didn't complain about it, that's why he wasn't Zocha to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef HaTzadik was called an Ish Ivri, okay, the Medrash is negative. But there's another Medrash that says, no, it's positive. You know what I mean, Ish Mitzri? When Moshe Rabbeinu told him the story and said that, okay, I'm here, he didn't take any of the credit. I saved you. The Ish Mitzri that wanted to kill me in Mitzrayim and made me run here, and then I'm here now, and that's why I'm able to save you. Ish Mitzri, Hitzlanu Biyadara. Don't give me the credit. Give him the credit. And the Medrash gives the mashal. Right? If somebody gets bitten by a snake or by an animal, and the person runs to the water to be able to wash off the wound, and there he sees the baby that's drowning. He saves the baby, and they say, "Oh, thank you for saving us." And he says, "Don't thank me for saving you. No, thank the snake." Right? The snake? What did the snake do? He just realizes that he's just a tool in the larger scheme of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planned out. So again, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, Homer Davar B'Shem Amro. He had that attitude to always give others the credit. Maybe Geula La'olam, Hashem will bring him, use him for Geula. So again, that's a second idea why he got, Rav Nachman here got so upset. Because if it was the source is someone else, so then you should have said that, should have given it back to the source. So again, that was Rav Nachman getting upset at Rav Huna. But now Rav Nachman continues talking and makes a suggestion. Oh, maybe this is what you were trying to teach us. Maybe you aren't just saying, again, what's the case here? The case is where there was a Shemira that made a statement, did not specify Matana or Yerusha. And Rav Huna says, if it's Royal Yersho, you consider it Yerusha. If it's not Royal Yersho, you consider it Matana. So says Rav Nachman, well, maybe you aren't just saying the basic din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, but let's get back to what we were up to. Dilma Kihaka Amrit. Maybe you were talking about this case and the Iker difference that you were trying to emphasize was the difference between the language of Yerusha and Matana. I mean, you weren't trying to tell us about Royal Yersho. You were just trying to tell us that there's a halachic difference between Yerusha and Matana. Was that what you were trying to say? And he's going to answer yes. But what's the suggestion? Tihahu davika shachiv. Someone was on a shchimi rava amrulei nichsilaman, and they say to him, who should your property go to? Dilma laplanya. Should we give it to so-and-so? The Yomar, when he answers them, El Aman, well, who else? That's the conversation. And then he dies. Right? So what is that supposed to mean? Should we give it to Reuven? Well, who else should you give it to? So Va'amartz lon alav, and you said about that, and that's what you were meant to be comment on, Imra, because you don't know what this statement meant, and therefore, Imra liyarsha nolim shem yirusha, v'im lav nolim shem matana. Is that what you're trying to say? And the Mefarshim here, the Rivet writes in a tshuva, and others, that maybe the chiddush is to apply Rabbi Yochanan Baruch to this case. That distinction. But the Iker chiddush is to say that there's a difference between Yerusha and Matana, Omer Leh, and Rav Huna answers in Hachikamina. Yes. That was my chiddush. It wasn't just to tell me the statement of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. It was to apply it in this case and emphasize that there is a difference between the language of Yerusha and the language of Matana. Great. Fine. What's the nafka? So, Lamai Hilchasa. So that was his chiddush. What's the halachic difference between whether it would be Mishum Yerusha or Mishum Matana? Before we get to what the Gemara says, we mentioned this a couple of days ago. This is where the Nesivos and the Ksos discuss. Nesivos asks, why doesn't the Gemara answer? Well, Nafkamina is whether you can be Choserbo. Whether you can be Choserbo, right? That was the Ksos' Chiddush. Once you designate Roy Liyarsho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, you can't be Choserbo. You're already designated, and we said all the Lumdis, maybe he's already labeled as a Yoresh, that's why he can't be Choserbo. The Gemara doesn't suggest it here. So is that a raya that there's no difference between Yerusha and Matana? That's the discussion of the Ksos and the Nesivos here. The Pnei Shlomo, or Shlomo Gansfried, who we have not mentioned too often on this Masechta, this is a Sefer on Bava Basra, the Pnei Shlomo says, well, you know why it might not have been mentioned? Because the second that you would be Choserbo, then Memela, it wouldn't be a Matana anymore. And then it wouldn't be a difference between a Lashon Matana and a Lashon Yerusha. It would end up not even being a Matana. So he kind of says it would be a circular nafkamina that wouldn't end up being a nafkamina a la maskana. Okay, but either way, that's something that is not said in the Gemara. We'll get to another point, but let's first go back to the Gemara. So my hilchasa. So some Rav Ada bar Ahava kamei derav alameibar imroi liyarsho almana so nizonis minachasav. If he's Roy Liyarsho, then what happens if he, the giver, dies? And then it goes to this recipient. Can his almana still get fed and get taken care of from the properties? So if it's Mishum Yerusha, then yeah, that's a Tanai Ksuba. Almanasa nizon is minachasav. If you love it, if it was a gift, ain't almanasa nizon is minachasav. But if it was a gift, he wouldn't be nizonis from the nechasim, because she wouldn't be nizonis from the nechasim, because it wouldn't be hers anymore. It wouldn't be subject to the Tanai Ksuba, because it's not Mishum Yerusha. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Amar Lei Rava, that's an afkamina. Again, Mishum Yerusha, she would still get have rights. Matana, she wouldn't. Migra Gara, says Rava, no, just the opposite. It should be weaker. Matana should be weaker. Why? Hashta be Yerusha Daraisa, Amart, Amal, Naso, Nizonis, Belchasav, if by Yerusha, which is a Daraisa, the children have it on a Daraisa level, and yet she still has rights to it. It's so strongly theirs, and yet the mother still has rights to it, based on the Tanai Ksuba. So, b'matana d'rabanan, the fact that this matana worked is a din d'rabanan, right? It's a shchiv mira. There was no kinyan here. The fact that the matana works lachar misa is a katakana d'rabanan. Lo kol shekein, so surely the children have a weaker hold on it, and therefore the mother should be able to get fed from the nechasim. So says Rava, I don't think that's a nafkamina. So he's going to come up with another nafkamina. Stop there for a moment. What the Gemara say here? Matana d'rabanan. By matana shchiv mira, it's a mechanism that was created by the rabbis, by shchiv mira, by matana mitzvah machbas misa, shlo tasiach daito. So the mechanism is d'rabanan. And therefore the Gemara says, so therefore, the woman should have an even stronger claim. That's interesting. Why? Because we know that there are other Kinyanim Durabanan. But do we say that a Kinyan Durabanan only creates a mechanism of a Kinyan Durabanan only creates a result on a Durabanan level? Or do we say that sometimes it could create a result even on a Daraisa level? Right? The Kinyan Situmta. Kinyan Situmta, what is that? That's the way of the land, a handshake. Right? Is that mentioned in the Torah? That's mentioned by the Chachamim? No. But maybe it's a Durabanan, but so that only creates a Kenyan Durabanan, right? Or, we just had, right, Megillas Rus, right, from Rus. We learn out from a Pasuk in Rus, we learn out the idea of Kenyan Chalipin. So is that a kinyan d'rabanan? Learned that from a pasuk in Navi. So does that only create a result d'araisa? We assume, most of the time, that even if the mechanism is d'rabanan, it could create a chalos d'araisa. Right, the whole controversy about the Rambam and the Rabos of Shalrashi, right, in the sugya of Afkeinu, the Rambam, maybe, and the Rabos of Shalrashi, right, all the sugyas of Afkeinu, right, the beginning of Maseches, the middle of Maseches Gittin, and the beginning of Maseches Ksubis, and the Gemara in Yevamis, the Aftzadi or so around there, all the sugyas of Afkeinu Rabbanan, L'kiddushin Minei. So, in that sugya, the Rashi quotes his Rebbeim that using Kinyan Kesef is Rabbanan. Right, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Kinyan Kesef is Drabanan. And the Rambam, at least according to one Girsa, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, the Rambam says, in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, V'likuchen Eilu Mitzvah Zaseh Shal Torahim, U'becha Mishal Shal Dvarim, U'icha Niknes, B'Kesef, O'Beshtar, O'Bebia, B'Bia U'Beshtar, Min HaTorah, U'Bekesef, B'Divrei Sofrim. What does B'Divrei Sofrim mean? So maybe it only means, right, everybody asks the Rambam, it sounds like it's Daraisa from the Gemara. Kicha, kicha, Miste Ephron. Right, it's a Gzera Shava. So maybe that's all the Rama means. It's not Mefurish. But if you say the Rama means like Rashi, right, that it's Drabanan, so the woman is on a Daraisa level, she's still a Pnuya. Only a Drabanan level, she's Eshazish? Of course not. So it's interesting that the Gemara says here, but it's only Drabanan. So, of course, you might have rejected that and said, so what, that it's a mechanism Drabanan. The achievement is Daraisa. But the Gemara doesn't say that here. The Gemara says that because the mechanism is Rabbanan, maybe that should be weaker, even in the results, than the mechanism of Yerusha, which is Daraisa. Okay, it's not a stira, it's just interesting that the Gemara discusses that in this, says it in this context. Right, the... just related to this, I saw one of the Achronim, the Mishmeres Kahuna, asks, why did the Gemara say the difference in halacha is Shekidesh Isha b'matana zu shekibel? The recipient went and was Makadesh, a woman, with what he got. If it's Bishum Yerusha, they're married. If it's Bishum Matana, then Manishchimir only holds Drabanan. But again, but if you hold, say, Drabanan, it affects Daraisa, so it's, relates to that, yeah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, so Rava says, I don't like that nafkamina, between whether it's Mishum Yerusha or Mishum Matana, so I'm going to come up with another nafkamina. Ela Amar Rava, Kiddushalach, Rav Acha, Barav Avya, like Rav Acha, Barav Avya said, L'div Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Nechasai L'chavach Reich L'ploni. Another facet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka say? A person could say, give Yerusha to one of his Yarshim. Ben ben abanim, bas ben abanos. What if he puts another condition on it? I want this to go to Reuven, and after Reuven, I want it to go to Shimon. Can he do that? Once he gives it to one person, can he then give it to another person? Meaning, what's the nafkamina? He says, I want it to go to Reuven, and then I want it to go to Shimon. When Reuven dies, does it go to Shimon, or does it go to Reuven's Yerushim? Meaning, does he have the power, after he makes the first person the Yoresh, to designate where it's going to go after that? So, that's a nafkamina. If he's a Yoresh, he can't. He goes to that person's Yarshim. If it's a gift, then he can do whatever he wants. He gives it to A, then it's going to go to B, then it's going to go to C. That's Rava's suggestion. If the first one is royal Yarsho and he gets a Mishum Yerusha, then the second one never gets it. She'ain Lashon Matana El Lashon Yerusha. Because it's a Yerusha, but Yerusha ain La Hafsik. And Yerusha doesn't stop. Once the first recipient gets it, so then him, and as the Mishnah said earlier, call Yotze Yerecho, go in front of anybody else. So it's going to go to him. That's what Rava suggests as the nafgamina that was meant. Again, why wouldn't he be able to make the tznai? Even if it's Mishum Yerusha, as the Rashbam says, it would be Masna Mashakasa Batara. Once I have labeled the first recipient as the Yoresh, then the halacha is that a Yoresh gets it and all of his Yarshim get it. And if I try to undo that, that would be Masna Mashakasa Batara. That is the, let's just finish the conversation and then we will make a comment. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, but Rav says to Rav Nachman, after Rav suggested this as the Nafkamina, Vaha'afsika. But didn't he stop it? Doesn't he prevent it from happening by saying this to begin with? Yerusha lecha v'acharecha leploni? So the answer is no. Hu savar yesh lehefzik. Rava obviously feels that he has the power to stop it. even after he designates for Achmanam and Lefsik. But the answer is the Torah says not. The Torah says once a person is a Yoresh, then it is not going to stop. Let's stop there for a minute. This line, this Gemara, not in the Mefurish in the Gemara, but it is crucial. Why? The Gemara talks about, what do we see in Tepaskin? If he says, Nechase lechav achrecha leploni, it doesn't go to ploni, because it stops. Yerusha ein la hefsek. What happens, is there any difference if he says, Nechase lecha v'acharecha lehektish? Is there any difference if he tries to give it to Hektish, not to give it to another person? That's not in the Gemara. That's in the Rishonim. The Rashba in Achuva. Nechase lechav achrecha lehektish. Rashba, chela gimel simin kufchav beis. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. He discusses this. Yachzeru anachasim lehektish. So the Rashba is not bizman amikdash. So what is he talking about? He's talking about lehektish aniyim. He's talking about aniyim, but it would be the same principle. So what is the halacha there? It says the Rashba, ein bedivrei ha'av klum. Same thing would apply. Just like it can't go to anybody else, it can't go to Hektish. Oh, no, Mar. So, and then he goes through the question. Do you say Lom or Klum? Oh, no, Mar, the Hektish shiny. Why would Hektish be different? Tami Russell, the Gavalkim is Russell Hedyot, because it's automatic. You don't even need a Kenyan. The Och, you call the Omer Nechasel Lechav Achrechel Me Achshav Leploni, and the Rishon Lachilas Paris. So he says, this was an actual case, and he says, Chuva Dinam Abbas, Bein Machra, Bein Lom Machra, that no. Just means that when you need a Maisa Kinyan, you can get away without a Maisa Kinyan. But it doesn't mean that you can prevent Yerusha from happening. But in this case, no. In this case, there is no stopping, and once it's a Yorish, it is a Yorish. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch Kim'at quotes this Rashba verbatim. Right, in Mitzvah Tuf, in the Mitzvah of Yerusha, Mitzvah number 400. Right, that is the Gedola Mizos Lamadnu Morenu Yishmarim Kel Barayos Chazakos Aburos. He says, and my Rebbe said this Beferish V'chulu V'chulu V'chulu. Why is this important? Because this is one of the few rayas that the scholars from the past 100 years bring that the Chinuch is not the Ra'ah. Even though for many generations, throughout the generations of the 1400s and the 1500s and the 1600s and 1700s, all the Achronim, the Shach and the Rama even seems to say it, and others assumed that the Sefer HaChinuch was the Ra'ah, right, the Talmud of the Ritva, I'm sorry, a Rebbe of the Ritva, around the same generation. But, you know, the Rayas, if you look in the Hagdama to the Machon Yerushalayim Minchas Chinuch, he quotes 10 Rayas. But this is the big one. This is one of the big ones. Because the Ra'ah quoted elsewhere, another Rishonim, does not hold this way. That Nechasai Lecha V'acharecha Lehektish would go Lecha, and not Lehektish. But here he quotes Kimad, his Rebbe, verbatim, exactly, with Rayas Chazak, he quotes that whole Shuvah Zarashba. So it seems Beferish that he is the Ra'ah is a Talmud of the Rashba here, and not another. Maybe it's the Ra'ah's brother, Pinchas Halevi, some suggest. It's in that generation. But at Lav Dafka, there are steers between the Ra'ah quoted in the Bedek HaBayis and quoted elsewhere, and the Sefer HaChinuch. But this is one of the Ra'ahs that is quoted by the scholars over the past 100 years or so. The Chida already said it. The Chida already said 150 years ago that he does not think that the Ra'ah is the author of the Sefer HaChinuch, which is an anonymous Sefer. L'may nafkamina, whether it is or not. So he quotes, you know, sometimes you find poskim that say, are you allowed to rely on a Das Yachid? Well, maybe if it's more than one Rishon, if it's two. So if you have the Ra'ah and the Chinuch, is that one or two? That could be a nafkamina. But anyway, he says here in the Hagdama, Harilafaneda lamala me eser stiros, bein sefer achinuch lesifre hara'ah she'ein lahem piruk. Right, there are over 10. So he says, it shows that this is what the case is. Chada shebenina shalafaneinu hastiros hein mahutiyot v'chadot, bedvarim sha'ara'ah nechlach bohem ba'oz u'betokef im harashba, v'lo niten lehe'amer sha'ara'ah mechibra sefer achinuch ozol b'stama b'shidas harashba. She'ez v'ali she'en b'kochan shalastiros lito mimachaber el spaluso havada'it al sefro v'chudu. And he continues here. It must be, he assumes here in the Hagdama to the Mechon Yerushalayim, who pre-Yitzirasa Sherebi Pinchas Halevi Achiva Gadol Umoro Shel Ra'ah. He thinks it was his brother, it wasn't the Ra'ah himself. Okay, but this Sugya is one of the big Ra'ahs. Again, the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tuf, and the Rashba in the Tshuva in Gimel Kuf Chaf Beis. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara on top, Hahu Da'amar Le'Lechavrei. Right, this case, this is to his haver. I want to give the chazan to you, and afterwards to someone else. V'rishon roi liyarsho, and the first one is in the parsha roi liyarsho. Havi shachiv rishon, the first one died. Ha'asashini katapas, the second one on the list of recipients wants to come and get the property. Sava Rav Ilish. Rav Ilish comes. Some great stories in Shas about Rav Ilish. Zechas Gittin had one. Rav Ilish says, hey, Rava thought to paskin in front of Rava, who was his Rebbe. Shakel nami, shedi nami shakel. Well, the second one also should take. What does that mean? I'm not sure what the psak is. So let's do Yachloku. Right, that's what the Rashi says here. I'm not sure. So, sheni nami shakil. Let the second one also take. Amalei says Rava to Rav Ilish. Daini de chatzatzta. Hachi daini. What does that mean? Dayanim which are split. What is he trying to say? This is what they judge? Says the Rashbam. Dayane pshara. Shein bakiyin bedin. Oh, you're not sure what to do. Say every, okay, compromise. Split it. Right? No. That's not what we do here. The chotetin mechzel azeh mechzel azeh. Then mamon amudu basafek. No. The halacha is clear. Don't split it. Lav hainu deshalach Rav Acha bar Rav Avya. Rav Acha bar Rav Avya just said the halacha is that if it's lechav acharecha leploni, if the first one is a yoresh, the second one doesn't get anything. Right? As we just said. So don't paskin that you split it. Right? Dayane chatzatzta. Right, that's the, so he gets upset at him. If you look in the Rashbam, he quotes another pshat. Rabbeinu Chananel Piresh, Chatzatzta Beis HaKvaros. What does that mean? Dayanim in the cemetery? What does that mean? Says the Maharsha right here. He says he's referring to the person who died, the Morish. Before, right? You're trying to judge like what he wanted. Right? He wanted to give it Vacharecha Laploni, but that's wrong. The halacha is once you have a Yorish, so then, Ein La Hefzik, as we said, on Amun Aleph, and therefore, says Rava to Rav Avya, sorry, you know, that's not the Psak. Ichsif, Rav Ilish got very embarrassed. Why did he get very embarrassed? Because he thinks to himself, the Mepharshim explained, that my Rebbe just got upset at me. He probably thinks that I always make mistakes. He probably thinks he had to correct me now. He happened to be here now. But when he's not here, now he probably thinks I always make mistakes. Terrible. So, Kari Ale, Rava wanted to make him feel better, and he says, Ani Hashem, Be'ita Achishena. Right, which that pasuk is famous for the Geula line. Right, Zachar Lo Zachar, Be'ita Achishena. I'll bring it in his time or not, but what Rava is referencing here is that, no, I know you always are correct. Hashem made me come here, Dafka, now, in order, because he knew that Dafka this time there was going to be some mistake. But I know I'm only here for that reason. But otherwise, I know you're perfect and I have confidence in you. See the Rashbam? Kara alei alav Rava lenachamo. Ani Hashem b'ita achishena. He wants to comfort him. Be'esha tzadikim tzrichim li Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamsiya lahem. When tzadikim need Yeshua, Hashem helps them. Afata ani odeya b'cha. Shemei olam labastin takal al yadcha. I know that you're okay. Shari achshav zimanani li HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You were thinking about paskening that way. So I know I came here just in the nick of time, but only because Hashem put me here. But I know otherwise, you know, you wouldn't make any mistakes. Good. Interesting here that Rav Rava got upset about Pshara. Right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the first parak, has a whole machlokas about Pshara, whether it's asur or a mitzvah. Right, two extremes, asur l'psoa or mitzvah l'psoa. And we generally pasken mitzvah l'psoa. We paskin that we always try to do pshara, but this is a different type of pshara, right? This is a pshara based on lack of knowledge, right? That's why it was a problem, right? Here is because you don't know, so therefore you're going to do pshara. That's pshara when I know what the halacha is and I'm just trying to bring the dayanim, bring the parties close to each other, so that for sure is okay. That's for sure is what we always try to do, right? We always try to have the parties. That's what we call today. Even though with the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Choshe Mishpat, in the beginning, it discusses that we always try to initially try to engage them in we ask them, but we always try to assume, like the Sma here in Simen Yud Beis says that the Yanim should actively try to promote Pshara. If you look in Simen Yud Beis, The Shulchan Aruch says, if you just read the Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzvah lomer labali dinim betchila, hadin atem rotzim, hadin atem rotzim, o b'apshara. Right, you say which one do you want? Imratzu b'pshara, osim b'nei b'pshara, ukshem shemusa shol l'hatos adin, kach musa shol yata b'pshara, le'echad yosem b'chadero, v'chol bezen shol b'pshara tamid, arayze m'shubach, b'chulu. So the Sma here says, we don't really just say right away, you want it, your choice. We try to lean it on the side of pshara. That's what we try to do. So we try to get both parties out with a not a total a victory, but not a total loss either. Says the Sma. Says that's what the Shulchan Aruch also means. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean you say whatever you want. By the Shulchan Aruch saying, hadin atem rotzim klomar b'mashabatim lofanin uladin im kavanaschem dafka hadin o apshara ki hu anachol lasos. Right, that's what the Sma interprets the Shulchan Aruch as saying that. But again, that's what all the Aruch HaShulchan here and others try to say that get into pshara. And again, pshara does not mean, as the Poskim point out, it doesn't just mean compromise. It means some type of what we would call mediation. Mediation, that doesn't mean, just means a solution that both parties could live with. It doesn't mean pshara, okay, pay half. Right, a solution that both parties could live with. That's what we try to get into. Rav Soloveitchik has an article in. We mentioned this whenever Pshara comes up in their first volume of Reflections of the Rav, where he also talks about Pshara, how Pshara in Halacha is not a extra legal. Right, it's part of the legal system. Pshara is not just rejecting din; it is a form of it. Din puts one party against the other. The Dayan analyzes the relevant facts of the case and applies the appropriate legal sanctions as prescribed by Choshen Mishpat. Right, one party emerges the victor, his case is vindicated, the plea of the other is denied. Bechulu. In Pshara, however, social harmony is the primary concern of the Dayan. The fine points of the law and the determination of precise facts are of secondary importance. The goal is not to be juridically astute, but to be socially healing. The Hulu. The final resolution of the conflict is a delicate and sensitive blending of both objective legal norms and subjective humanistic goals. For this reason, Pshara is the preferred alternative. Pshara differs strikingly from its application in Roman or modern civil law. He continues that the Pshara is a legal procedure, is attested by the strict halakha requirements which govern its operation. The Dayan has to do it. It's in Bez Din, the Hulu. There's a Psak Din. But the Pshara is what we try to do if it is possible. Okay, but again, that's a different type of pshara than here, which is based on a lack of knowledge. Says the Mishnah, Hakosiv is a chas of lacherim. General Yerusha topic. If somebody gives away all of his property, v'niach hezbana mashasa asui elashein ruach hachamem noche emenu. The Mishnah says a person shouldn't prevent Yerusha from taking place. He should at least have some midin Yerusha. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, imlo hayubanav nohagim kishura zachur latov. Says Reb Shimon Gamliel, well, if his kids aren't acting properly, then it's fine. It's fine to do this. Iboy lohu. Can we plead your Rabbanan aleid Reb Shimon Gamliel olo? Is there a machlokas here in the Mishnah? Do the Rabbanan argue and say that even if the child is not good, you still should give him the Yerusha? Is there a machlokas here? Tashma. To Yosef ben Yoezer, Hayelo ben, Shloya Noe Keshura, Yosef ben Yoezer, famous from Pirkei Avos, right? He had a child, he had a son who was not acting properly. Havile, Ilsa de Dinri, and the father. Yosef ben Yoezer had a whole purse of money. Kam Akdashe. And he was Makdashit. He was Makdashit. The Me'iri and the Mefarshim also say that's also not good, just because you're giving it to Staka. So he was Makdashit. Azal Nasib Bas Gadol Kalili Diani Malka, his son then went and married the daughter of the one who wove the embroidery for the crowns of Yanai Amalka. Olida de Bisu, his wife had a child, Zavinle Benese, and he wanted to buy her something. He bought her a fish, Kare, and he found it, right, like Yossi Mocha Shabbos, he opened it up, Ashkafa Margalita. They found the jewel. Right, Amrale lo timte lamalka. The wife said, "Don't bring this to the king and the king's servants. To shakli laminach b'dvei kalili. They won't give you such a good price. What should you do? Zil amte lagabri gizbri. Go to the gizbarim of the Beis Hamikdash. Vlo tesamiat, and don't even say right now how much you're going to want for it. Why? Because right when you say an amount, you're done. Damirasa lagavoa, kimisirasa lahedyot. Right, the kinyan would be done. Right, elo l'shaimuha inhu. Let them evaluate it." Let them evaluate it, and whatever they say, that's what you would get from the Beis HaMikdash. Amtei, he brought it to them. Am Shamua, but Tlei Suri Lasa Dinri. So they evaluated for 13 purses. 13, not just one. Right? 13. Tlesar Ilase de Dinre. So Amre Le, they say to him, well, we don't have so much money here in the temple treasury. Sheva Ika Shisleka. We only have 7. We don't have another 6. So Amre Le says, Sheva Havali, fine, just give me 7. Shishariam Muktash al Shamayim. Keep the other 6. Keep the other 6. Amdu Vakasvu. So they stood up and they wrote down Yosef ben Yoazer Hechnes Achas Ubino Hechnes Shesh. The father only gave 1. The son gave 6. Wow. Right? What does that mean? So from this means maybe there is, because he acted properly, so that is why it wasn't a good thing for the father to give away. Maybe Mashma from here that if he hadn't acting properly, then he wouldn't. Ikadami or others say this. No, Yosef ben Yoazer Hechnes Achas Ubino Hotzi Sheva. Maybe the point is that he shouldn't have taken even as much as he did. He should have left more. But he left. He totally emptied out the temple treasury. He should have taken 1, right? Not more. So then, mita ka'amri hichnis. So what are we medayik from this? That he did the right thing or not the right thing? Mita ka'amri hichnis mechal deshaper avad. Other avad mita ka'amri hotzi mechal delab shaper avad. Right. So is this whole story saying that he did something good, did something not good? Did the rabbanan argue on shulchan gamliel or not? Ela mehal like elamashamina. It's not clear. Not clear from that story whether Yosef ben Yoezer did the right thing or not, even though his son ended up doing something good, not 100% clear. Good. A lot to talk about here. Maybe just 1 or 2 points. First, the Rashba. There's another tshuva, the Rashba. Today's tshuva is a Rashba day. The Rashba writes in the tshuva, Reuven had a house close to the Beis HaKnesses, and like bordering on it. And he gave... You know, the shul had to expand, so he gave a portion of his house to expand into the shul. Amazing. After they did the construction, he says, I want a plaque. I want a plaque that this used to be mine, I'm giving it to the shul. And the whole tzibur said, well, we didn't make that deal to begin with. Maybe we shouldn't want to give a plaque, says the Rashba. Write a plaque. Give a plaque. Eini roesh yuchlu atzibur la'akev min adin. V'lo min aroi, mikam et stadin. It's not an aroi. V'ki amaktish v'habone mishalo l'shamayim mima'akev al yado milahaskir shmo b'shalo b'hekdesho. What's the problem? V'yod b'kama mekomos b'kihilos hekdesh shino agin kain. Be fine. Why? K'dei litein schailo osei mitzvah. U'midas hatorahu shekoseves u'mefarsemes osei mitzvah. Be mefarsi if someone does a mitzvah. If he doesn't want it, okay. He might have the ability to hide it, but if he wants it, where do you see there? Remember that medrash, the medrash that says if Reuven knew that his actions would have been written down in the Torah, he would have done even more. And if Boaz knew that if his actions would have been written in the Megillah, hatstaka vasiyas hamitzvah shekasva neviim b'sifrei nevuah, you find. And at the end of that tshuva, he says, and in Perek Yesh Nochalin, Kuf Lamed Gimel, Yosi ben Yoezer's son, what happened? They wrote a whole plaque. He gave this, and he gave that. Mikana tala meid sheyenogin lechtov kein shemos hamakdishin lashamayim, lios lahem lezikaron tov, al mitzvos, v'leftoch deles, laose mitzvos. Right, in order to inspire people. So you see from here, this Rashba, this is the tshuva that says that there is no problem with publicizing a tzedakah that was given, publicizing to give hakaras hatov to them, or to help other people be inspired to give more. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Reish Mem Tes in Yoredeya, Sif Yud Gimel, says the Ramah, Al Kapanim Lo Yispar Adam B'tzedakah Shenosin. A person shouldn't be so big on himself by tzedakah. V'mispa'er lo dai she'inu makabal schar el afilu ma'anish noso aleha u'mikal makom mi shemakdish davar letzedakah mutu lo she'yichtov shmo alav she'hilo lezikaron v'roi lasos kein. That's what the Ramah says. Who's he quoting here? Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba in the Tshuva. Says the Taz here, V'nira hatam denafgamina mizeh she'az lo yuchlo atzibu l'shanos oso davar l'midi achrini. You know why you should publicize it? So it's known and you can't use that money for anything else. Says the Nekudas HaKesef here, says, what's the Taz talking about? The source is the Tshuva of the Rashba, who says it's a great thing, per se, to publicize it, to give them thanks, Hakaras HaTov, nothing to do with, oh, maybe you'll be Mishane, such a bidi eved. No, to publicize it and to be Makir Tov for what they did. Right? That is, but this is one of the sources in Shas for that idea of publicizing an osei mitzvah. Says the Ritva right here. What does it mean? Amdu v'kasvu yesh omrim shekasvu kain bepinkas cheshbon oseihem. Some say they wrote it in their records. The yesh omrim sheikosim sefer min hakdeshos kadeshi zecher lemakdishim ki roy lahazkir ladoros maasim tovim sheosim bnei adam kideisa bemedrish vayishma ruven vayasilam yadam. He's obviously quoting his Rebbe's tshuva, right? The tshuva's Arashba, right? The Ritva. That was the Ritva says it right here. Good. Amir Rosh Gavoa is also a big topic, but not for us now. Let's just do a little more. So my havyala. So what do we paskin about this issue about being mavir nachla tashma darmali shwal Rabbi Yehuda shinina lo tavi beavure achasanta afilmi brabisha lebratava. Don't move it. Don't move nachla even from a brabisha, a son that's not doing so well, to a bratava vekolshikin mi bralabart. And surely someone who was royally yarsho to someone who was not royally yarsho. The Gemara says elsewhere, you never know. You never know. You never know. Somebody in this generation that maybe he's going to have the son who's the tzaddik. Somebody's. You never know, and therefore just follow what the Torah says. Again, the discussion in the post Halacha Lemaisa today is manazeh. We generally have wills, but it's not that we're moving a lot to one. We try to equalize it based on, because in Bizman Hazeh, where women are also out there and self-sufficient and various ways that we use Shtar Chatzi Zachars. But either way, that is the discussion. A fascinating one. We'll end with this. The Stechemen has a discussion in Chela Gimel on page 261 here. What about Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu was Kim Kal Torah Kula Ashel Aninna. So what about Avram Avinu was Maver Nachla Me Yishmael? Right, and you know, how did he do that? So there are seven or eight answers given here in the Stechemet, and a couple of Achronim add on a couple of more of the answers. The Maharim Sheik also asked this. The Rishonim asked this. The Dazakinim for Bali Atosva say Avraham Nasan Labanav Ha'achirim Matanos Lohaya Isra Avaris Nachala. Why? Because he didn't give everything away. He gave everybody something, right? But Vayitin Lehem Matanos, right? It says at the end of Chayasara. The Kaftar Vaferach says Avram was a ger. B'chein Yishmael, sheni molu rak shayu gedolim, v'ger and yirash is a ger, right? Gershon is kagan shenola dami, right? The Mizrahi says, because Hashem had promised him, ki bi Yitzchak yikar lechazara. Hashem told him, he's the Yorish. Ki bi Yitzchak yikar lechazara. Right? The Maharal says, this is all quoted here in the Stechemet. Maharal says, because Sarah said, lo yirash im Yitzchak. And Hashem said to Sarah, said to Avram, listen to Sarah. At all different days. Maybe he gave it Mechayim. The Be'er Sheva says the Isser is only if there is Yitachin that will be a Ben Zera Kasher. Here he knew from Yishmael nothing's coming out. There wouldn't be a Ben Zera Kasher that would be stronger than Yitzchak's children. Again, many different answers given to this, but this has to do with me. Lo Sevi Be'avri Chasanta. Again, even the post can point out, even according to what we do with a Shtar Chatzi Zachar, a Shtar Kulo Zachar, there is an idea of leaving over some amount to be Yerusha, $100. Right, just a little bit that would be pure Yerusha to fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa. So there is an idea in the postgame to that effect. So in one week, say a halachic will, you know, one would take that in mind as well. Okay, we'll stop here with Tana Rabbanan. Next up, we get into Yonas and Menuziel a little bit, and a couple of other inyanim. Tamar's daf, the daf where it says birds burned up when they flew over him while he was learning. Okay, Hashem, we'll get to that Hashem tomorrow.